This is Average Joe Finances Podcast, episode 27.
There's a lot of folks out there, just your everyday average Joes that are middle class, some people that are just barely making ends meet. They're living paycheck to paycheck and they don't have any type of goal or vision set at all. This is for you. And this is why I want to talk about why it's important for you to set goals. Because if you don't set any goals, if you have nothing to look forward to, you're never going to get anywhere.
Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt, invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
Hey, everybody. So this is an off-the-cuff, off-script episode, bonus edition for Average Joe Finances. And what I want to talk to you all about today is goal setting and why it's important, at least to me. We're entering a new year, the year 2021. A lot's happened last year in 2020. A lot of people took this pandemic and turned it into an opportunity. I, for one, did that myself. I started a podcast this year. I started getting a little more aggressive with my blog and putting more blog posts and other items out there. And it's just been a phenomenal experience. I started the Average Joe Finances Network on Facebook, and that group will probably break 1,000 members this month, hopefully. That's the goal. A lot of big things happening. Last year, I got my real estate license, and I plan to move forward with that and work a little bit harder and grind in that avenue of my life. And I also plan on working a little bit harder on this podcast and my video editing and expanding my team. Well, maybe this won't be a one-man show in the future this year. We'll see how that goes. I got something new this year, and this is mostly for real estate, for realtors, but I got my new planner. This is the Ninja Planner that I started putting everything together for this year in here. And as I was doing it, it got me thinking about how there's a lot of folks out there, just your everyday average Joes that are middle class, some people that are just barely making ends meet, they're living paycheck to paycheck and they don't have any type of goal or vision set at all. This is for you. And this is why I want to talk about why it's important for you to set goals. Because if you don't set any goals, if you have nothing to look forward to, you're never going to get anywhere.
If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button and click subscribe. For those of you listening on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that is and leave us a rating if you can. The more likes, ratings, and subscriptions that we get, the more we can spread the message and grow our community. So we also have a free Facebook group. It's called the Average Joe Finances Network. Check us out, join the group, join the community, ask questions, and become a part of the team. All of our other social media accounts are listed in our flow page, and we have them in the video or podcast description below.
You're going to keep rowing upstream against the current without a paddle. And I can tell you, that's pretty hard. I want this to be a message for you to take and take it to heart that you need to set goals for 2021, and not just 2021. You need to start planning out what your future is going to look like. I like to plan my life in 5-year increments. For the first time this year, my wife and I are going to do a goals retreat. I've heard about this from several other real estate investors that do this. I've heard it on other podcasts that I listen to, and I'm very excited to do this with my wife. We're going to do a staycation here in Hawaii, and we're going to take 2.5 days, right? 2 nights. And we're just going to get a nice place down in Waikiki or the North Shore. We're still debating between two places right now, but it's going to be within the next 2 weeks that we're going. We are going to focus on what our goals are, my personal goals, her personal goals, our family goals, and then we're going to find a way to make them all meet in the middle, to make it work best for us. Because the thing is, if you're married or have a partner, it's important that you guys are on the same page with your goal setting. If you're trying to do one thing and your partner's trying to do another and you're not really meeting in the middle somewhere, things can get hairy fast. That's what we're going to do. I'm pretty excited about it. We've been putting some stuff together to get this ready. Part of this process is going to be what kind of investments we want to look at this year. We want to look at getting into our first multifamily commercial real estate investment this year. We're also going to talk about goals for what we want to do with our children, with our homeschooling, because we homeschool our kids. We're going to make sure we have a proper curriculum that we want to have that we're comfortable with for them. And then also we're going to talk about, you know, what do we want to do as a family? Where do we want to travel to this year? What kind of budget are we going to set for that? Are we going to adjust our budget this year? Are we going to change things? Maybe put a little more here and take away a little less from here, just depending on what we're trying to do. We've been doing sinking funds for a little while now. And I got to tell you, it's been awesome. The whole idea about sinking funds, and I've talked about this a little bit in podcast episode 2, when I was talking about the 7 steps to financial freedom. This is kind of like that next level after you get yourself to a point where you're consumer debt free and you're trying to figure out where to put your money, as well as where you're going to put it for emergencies, where you're going to put it for anything that pops up. We have our different accounts set up. We have our holiday account, it's holidays and birthdays for presents and other things like that. We have our pet account. That's because we have a dog and a cat, and soon to have a rabbit here, because that's what my daughter got for Christmas. We gave her a little voucher and she's going to go pick her bunny. She's been asking for 6 years. It's time. So we're getting her one. So we have a sinking fund for that. We have a sinking fund for our primary residence, our home, for any repairs or anything that comes up with that. We have a fund for our vehicles for maintenance or anything else that may arise with our vehicles. We also have a fund. We have our emergency fund, which is basically our house and auto fund combined, right? But we have a separate fund, an emergency fund for our rentals. So if there's any emergency repairs that come up with that, and that gets funded by the rental income itself. So we don't really worry about that too much from my primary income. Setting yourself up that way to where you're building up your different accounts and where you're putting your money, it really helps with keeping you disciplined. I want to talk about this because in the most recent episode that I just published, it was episode 26, where I sat down with Ted McLyman, we spoke about something that really stuck out to me that I really liked a lot. And that is figuring it out if you're a spender or a saver. Now, my wife is a saver and I'm a spender. I know it's funny because I'm the one who runs the podcast and has the personal finance blog. But I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to how we save our money and how we control everything, that is all her. And I give her all the credit in the world for that. Yes, I might run this whole getup, this whole thing here, but that is not without what is going on behind the scenes in my house with everything that she's helped me do and accomplish so far. So I'm very thankful to my partner for that. This is important for those of you that have not started doing this yet. You need to start setting these goals. You need to give yourself these small victories, right? Now, when I get paid, the money hits my account and then it disappears, because right away we pay our bills, right? But we pay ourselves first. So all of our investments, our different accounts that we put money into, we pay that first. It automatically happens when I get my paycheck. Those accounts get paid. The sinking fund accounts get paid. Another thing I didn't talk about with the sinking fund accounts too, we have a grocery account strictly for groceries that we have our card for. That's what we go shopping with when we go grocery shopping, to keep us on a budget. And I can tell you, we have stayed significantly below that budget, surprisingly below, and then that extra money at the end of the year gets reinvested into something else. That's the beauty of having these sinking funds. You set the goal for what you want it to be at the end of the year if you had no costs, right? This is the amount you want to have in there. Once you reach that goal amount and you're happy with what's in there, keep paying into that account. But at the end of every month or every year, if you need to just even it out and you want to take that extra cash and invest it into something else, definitely do it. Because you don't want to have too much money sitting in these accounts, right? Cash is great. Cash is king. It always will be, right? You don't want to hold on to too much of it, though, because it's doing nothing for you. So that's just my little tidbit on that. So bottom line, it's 2021. Set goals. It doesn't just need to be financial goals. Set goals in all aspects of your life. Do you want to be a better father? Do you want to be a better mother? Do you want to be more physically fit? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to get in better shape? Do you want to go back to school? Do you want to finish your degree? What are your goals for 2021? That's what you need to be thinking about. You need to write them down and make it happen. Set that standard for yourself. Set those goals and make it happen, okay? So listen, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, averagejoe@averagejoefinances.com. I would love to hear what your goals are for this year. If there's anything I can do to help you get there, please let me know. I really hope that the information that I'm putting out on this podcast and on these videos is helpful. And if it is, if you find this information helpful, please feel free to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher.
Or leave a review on WealthTender.com.
Or leave a comment down on YouTube and subscribe. I would definitely appreciate it. It helps us out. It helps us get the message out. And I really want to see you all crush it in 2021. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you're doing. Let's make it happen.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.